This is our first prayer call of the sorority year. Woo! Good morning, sorors. I just have a brief message for you this morning, and please take it and be blessed. Be blessed. So first of all, I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And my text for today, my scripture, is going to be Proverbs 3:5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Some translations say will. He will direct your path. It's a word that is used there that is certain that he will direct your path if we do our part trusting in him. So, Proverbs 3:5 and 6. Well, Soror, this year has been a whirlwind for me. If you are Facebook friends with me, you know that it's just been a lot going on. Praise God. I had a major milestone birthday this year. On 4/2/23, I turned the big 5-0. I had a wonderful, wonderful celebration of just life. Started with 2 weeks before my birthday. My daughter and I went to London and Paris for 2 weeks. We saw the sights, did all the things, collected all the trinkets, just had a wonderful time. I told her if she finished French 4 back in sixth grade that I would take her to France. And she did. So 6 years later, we did. And we had a wonderful time. Then I got back home on a Friday, and on a Sunday was my birthday. So we had a gathering at home, a close gathering with some friends and family. Just had a wonderful time. Then that Tuesday, my birthday was on a Sunday, that Tuesday we left and went to South Africa for 2 weeks. So just my husband and I had a wonderful, a beautiful time. And I just could not imagine that I would be celebrated so much. We just had an awesome experience. So I said, man, this was just the most wonderful time of my life. And I was just full of gratitude, wonderful. Oh my God, turning 50 was the bomb. My husband put his foot in it, and we just had a wonderful time. 50 was the bomb. Best birthday I've ever had. Well, when we got back from South Africa, as if that wasn't enough, my husband said, babe, there's one more thing. I said to myself, one more thing? How can you have one more thing? This has been the best ever. There is no more thing. He said, I've got one more thing. He said, I'm taking you somewhere, but you can't know where. I said, because I like to be in the mix. So if I like to know every single thing, every detail, because I need to know where I'm going and what we're going to do when we get there so I can be prepared for it. He said, my husband said, we have to take a journey to get there, but I can't tell you where. So I'm, starting to ask him a couple little questions here and there. Well, How long is the journey? If I can't say. Me. Well, what should I wear? Because we like to go hiking, so I don't know if I need hiking boots or sweatpants if we're gonna do something physical, or are we going to the opera and I need my After Five gear on? I don't know what I need. So little secret between us, or I like bourbon. So if he's taking me back to Kentucky, little Louisville, Kentucky, for our bourbon tour, then yes, let's do that. But I need to know what I should wear. Is it going to be formal? Is it going to be casual? He's like, casual, but I can't really tell you. I can't tell you anything. And sort of, I didn't press too much because my husband will spill the beans. And if he was trying to give me a surprise, I wanted it to be a surprise. So I didn't press him too hard. So I packed this bag. He's like, just an overnight bag is fine. But pack this bag and go to sleep. And then the next morning, it was Saturday morning, we get up and he gets me into the car with this bag. When I get in the car, I have to put a blindfold on. Stay with me, Sora, because I promise I'm going somewhere with this. So I put on my blindfold and sit in the car. I don't know how long this is going to be that I have to sit in this car with a blindfold on. I don't know, but hey, I'm riding in this car, so I might as well enjoy it, right? So I have this blindfold on, riding in the car, and for my 50th birthday, I had made a playlist of music. So everything throughout my life. So some from the 60s, some music from the 70s, some music from the 80s, 90s, 2000s, on up and beyond. And all genres of music are on this playlist. So there's gospel, there's rock, there's soul, there's blues, there's instrumental, there's house, of course, because I'm, originally from Chicago, so we're gonna jack my body while we go. And there's rap and there's everything. So I'm literally in the car, blindfolded, and rocking, or every praise is to a God. Hand motions, everything, blindfolded. Because I don't know how long this is going to be. So we're driving, driving, driving. And I lost track of time, since I didn't realize that when you're blindfolded, because I've always had my sight, my other set, I don't really know what's going on. I don't really know how long it's been, anything. So I've lost track of time. I don't know where we're going, but I'm just dancing. So we finally get to where we're going. He did tell me that it was a hotel, but wouldn't tell me where, wouldn't tell me where we were. And he says, sit here in the car and let me go and check in. So, okay. So I'm sitting there still jamming, sitting in the car. So he goes in to check in and he comes back to the car. And now I am blindfolded, so I can't see what's going on. I did not realize how much it takes to just literally function in the world. He had to take both of my hands and lead me, turn me, and lead me out of the car. He had to explain every single thing to me. Every bit of walking, every bit of stairs, every single thing. He had to describe it perfectly. This is a small step. Take a little step up. This is level ground. Up, this is a wet floor. Everything. He had my two hands and walking me literally into this hotel. I could sense we were going through the lobby because people were whispering and kind of chuckling, laughing, and that. And so I'm laughing too because we're, keeping up with this. But, even as we get to the elevator, he's saying you got to take a little step up because there was a little bit of a difference in grade between the elevator and the floor. So I take my little step up, get into the elevator, and go up to the room. He allowed me to take my blindfold off just in the restroom only. So I get to go into the restroom, finish what I'm doing, and then I gotta put this blindfold back on. So he literally has to hold my hands, both of them, and walk me out. And he has to tell me, okay, babe, this is a right, this is a left, this is forward, gotta go forward, stop. He has to literally tell me everything for what felt like walking through a maze. So as we get downstairs and into the lobby, we have to get back out to the car. I had to focus with laser point focus on every single thing he is telling me. I can't have any distractions. He can't have any distractions. He has to focus on me. I have to focus on him because he has my hands and he's literally my eyes to lead me where I need to go. So he guides me back into the car. This gave me a great appreciation for anybody who has difficulty with seeing because you don't realize how much you take for granted. He had to guide me back into the car, kind of get my head in this, all get my big noggin. And we get back into the car, and I'm still blindfolded. We get to this home where he tells me we walk up the stairs and we get to this home. And I could tell it was a home just because the sounds around us. And he knocks on the door. People have doorbells nowadays. Why is he knocking on a door? And somebody opens the door and some little hand takes one of my hands and his hand is on my other hand. There's a little step to go up into this home. So he's like, babe, a little step here, step up. So I step up into this home. So we're walking through somebody's home, and I still don't know where we are, what we're doing, or what. Well, there's stairs to go downstairs, and starting to get a little nervous because I know this man, and he would never do anything to harm me. He only loves me. But I don't know this other little hand that's holding my hand. And there are stairs to go down. And apparently they were pretty steep stairs. So my husband comes in front of me to almost carry me down these stairs, because he's gonna go first to something that he knows that I can't see. So he's gonna go first and walk me down these stairs. Because I can't take this mask off. Now, this little hand is behind me. Now, who this little hand is, and he's in front of me, ready to pick me up if I tumble or fall down these stairs? So I get to the end of the stairs into the basement of this place. And getting a little nervous because what's gonna happen to me in this basement, but still self-assured because I know who's guiding me. I know this dude. I trust him with everything, with my life. I know him. So I'm ner my physical is nervous, but my spiritual knows that this dude ain't gonna let nothing happen to this one right here. Okay? Stay with me. So I get to the bottom of the stairs and I remove my mask. And I couldn't speak for a few minutes. And let me tell you why. We were in Chicago and we were at one of my, we call them ships, y'all call them line sisters. At one of my line sisters, one of my ship's homes, and she had about, at that time, about 15 people there in her basement who were some of my best and closest friends. She found one of my girlfriends from the third grade that I hadn't seen in years. I don't know to this day how she did it, but she did. A couple of our ships, everything, were sitting there in this basement. And I was overtaken with emotion to say, "Happy birthday, surprise!" And then people just start trickling in, friends, family. They just start trickling in, little by little. People just start coming in. Happy birthday! Happy birthday! I was so overwhelmed, and it took me a few minutes to even grasp what was going on. I couldn't speak. I just started hugging people and hugging them and hugging them, just trying to take it all in. But they got me. They truly got me. We had a marvelous time. And my ship's husband, he's DJ on the side, which I didn't know. So he had the music pumping and they had everything there. We just had a ball, y'all. We had a good old-fashioned house party. A ball. So I had a beautiful time. Just they got me. But as I began to reflect on what happened and how these plans came to be and all of that, I really considered what God was telling me in this moment. In the midst of this experience, he gave me some nuggets of faith to leave with everybody. He gave me some pearls to pass on as it relates to us and to him. My blindfolded journey can be used as a metaphor for our walk with Christ. You see, God, through the person of Christ, is the leader on this journey. We don't always know where we're going or where we'll end up. We just pray, have faith, and get moving as we ask Him to order our steps. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. God will give us the direction if we just put our hand in his hand and let him lead us. First, we must trust the leader. If I didn't trust my husband, or think that he in any way would let me fall into harm, I couldn't have submitted to his leadership. I had to trust him with my entire being. I could never have ridden blindfolded in a car for 4.5 hours if I didn't trust the driver, the leader, if I didn't trust him. Trusting him means that we have to allow God's lead and his authority. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us he knows the plans that he has for us, plans to prosper us and give us a hope and a future. We have to trust the leader. So I had to trust in a few things. One, that my husband would never lead me into a dangerous place, ever. Two, that he has my best interest at heart. Three, he loves me. Four, he will protect me with his life. In the same way I had to trust my husband, we have to trust God. He's already given us his life, that he will do whatever it takes to get us safely from point A to point B. These same things we have to trust about our Father in heaven. But I have to get started. I have to get moving because we know faith without works is dead. And do I really trust him if I don't get moving? If my husband says, okay, it's time, you got to start walking, you got to take little baby steps here, you got to take big steps here. If I just stand there and don't move, do I really trust him? I can tell him I trust him all day, but if I don't actually move, if I don't actually get going when he told me to move, do I really trust him? Second, I had to submit to my husband's leading. I had to willingly put my hands in his hands. If I didn't do that and I just keep and hold tight and don't move, then I'm not going anywhere. He's standing there, I'm standing there, and nobody's going anywhere. In order to get the surprise, the blessings that he had in store for me, that my husband had in store for me, I had to submit to his leadership. I had to put my hands in his hands and walk when he told me to walk and stop when he told me to stop. Take baby steps when he told me to take baby steps. Turn to the right when he told me to turn to the right. Turn to the left when he told me to turn to the left. And stop moving, or else, I could have plunged into a wall or down an elevator shaft, or I could have really hurt myself and him if I did not follow his leading. This is perfectly in line with the things that God tells us to do. We get ourselves into trouble when we don't follow the leading of the Father when he tells us to do something. That doesn't mean that he doesn't rescue us. That doesn't mean that he doesn't, oh Lord, let me get my child. But we cause ourselves unnecessary harm when we fall out of the hands of the master. So when we submit to the authority of Christ, he leads us through this maze of life. We are generally blind in this life. We only know in part what we're supposed to do. The rest, we have to lean on God to do. We don't know the full picture, so we have to lean on Christ, the one who knows the end from the beginning, the Alpha and the Omega, the omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent one who can do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or even imagine. We know that he has the end in mind, and he will get us safely to our destination that he has already planned in advance for us to go. He knows the way because he is the way. God is always present and ready to lead, but we get to choose whether or not we make it to the celebration or we go our own way. I had to follow each direction with precision and accuracy, and he had to lead me perfectly. Y'all, I love that man. And he worked this perfectly. But God, through this, gave me a powerful lesson. I have to trust him. And if we don't, there are some things that we're going to encounter that we don't need to, or we don't have to. But I trust him. I trust him. I trust him. I know he will not lead me astray. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Soars, let's follow his lead. Let's do this. Amen. Amen. Is Sora Velva on?
I am. I'm
Amen.
sorry. I was,
Amen.
I was just resting in that word. That was a good word. Oh my goodness.
Amen.
Thank you, God,
Amen.
for the word. So yes. We are excited and encouraged by that word. Such a word of celebration. And it just gives great joy to go before God in prayer because he has girded us up with what we need today to get through this day, to get through tomorrow, to get through the rest of our week. So let's just go before God. I know you are basking in that word. Let's just give God praise. Even though you are on mute, open up your mouth, give God praise, tell him hallelujah, give him the highest praise. He is so worthy of all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. God, we are awed by your word and by the power and the glory of your spirit within us. And that we met your spirit this morning, speaking to us through your daughter Frances. God, thank you. Thank you for reminding us that you are our helper. Thank you for reminding us that you are always ready to offer assistance to us. Thank you. Thank you, God. So today we ask that you help us. As we go each step of the way, Lord, help us. You be our guide, Father God. We trust you. We trust in your unfailing love. Our heart rejoices in you. We want to have the same response to you that our sister had to her husband. We want to have a supernatural response because that's what trust is. A supernatural response when we trust you, spirit is moving in us. And so when things are challenging us, we trust you. And we know that these supernatural responses will lift us above every situation and every circumstance that we might face. Lord, be our lead, be our guide, focus, help us to focus on you. Let us be self-assured. Oh God, just like Frances had that self-assurance with her husband, let us have that self-assurance with you, God. Even if we might be physically nervous, oh God, let us be spiritually assured and confident in you because we know the ending. We know the ending for whatever situation that we have, it's going to be a celebration, God, because you know every hair that is numbered on our head. You know us that much individually, and we are worth more than sparrows to you. So God, let us worship you by resting in your presence, Lord, by peacefully resting in your presence. Oh God, we know that you are committed to caring for us. Thank you for your commitment to us, Father God. Thank you for loving us and protecting us and providing for us and comforting us and keeping us and helping us. So help us to get to moving, oh God. If we are stuck and we are stagnant, God, you are our God. You have reminded us of that this morning. And so we say, Father God, that we yield to you, that we submit to you. You are telling us this morning that you are with us, that you are all around us, and you want us to walk intimately with you, even if those are minor steps, they're still love steps. And Lord, we pray that we will never lose sight of your majesty and of your power and of your glory. Your word says to submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. If we draw near to you, that you will draw near to us. So we approach your throne of grace with confidence, knowing that you, oh God, will strengthen us, that you will give us power in our inner being, that you will hold our hands, that we can put our hand in your hand, and just like that little child was holding on to her hand, we'll be holding on to your hand, oh God. We trust you. We trust you to be our way maker. We trust you to be our strength builder, our valley riser, our mountain slayer, our help, our healer, our bridge builder, our promise keeper. God, we trust you to meet every need that we have. You know the needs that are on this line this morning. Let us keep our hand in your hand. Comfort those who lost mothers and sons and loved ones. Comfort. Let them feel you holding their hand, God. Those who are in need, who are fighting battles, let them feel your presence in a mighty way. We trust you. We trust you. We trust you. And we pray this prayer in your son's mighty name, our Lord and our Savior, our help and our strength. In his name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Your president.
Amen. Thank you. God is so good. God is so good. What an awesome message, Francis. Thank you so much for sharing it. Very, very touching, very, very meaningful, very, very right on time. We have to trust. And Sor Velva, thank you for that powerful prayer that you always bring. Sorors, we are blessed. We are so blessed that we are in a sorority that is founded on Christian principles and we can come together and have a time like this. God is so good. Sorors, we have a lot to do this sorority year, but this is the best way to start it with a powerful word, powerful prayer, and we are on our way. All we have to do is follow God's lead. He will direct our paths, and we're going to be successful because we already have the victory in Christ. So we are in the right place, sorors. We're starting the sorority year off right. We must remain in prayer. We have so much going on with sorors, with health, their caregiving. They've suffered loss. So we just have to keep everyone lifted in prayer. God knows where they stand in need. So we will just continue to keep each other lifted. Sorors, be safe. And I look forward to seeing you at the chapter meeting. We also have an Omega Omega service for to our Pat Solomon on Monday. If you can make it, it would be so nice to be present for her final rite of passage. And with that, I'm going to give you back your day, trust, and obey. Believe, and God, we can't go wrong with that. Beautiful.
Thank you so
Love
much.
you all. Yes, have a wonderful day.
Thank you.